بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ هم قوم أن يبسطوا إليكم أيديهم فكف أيديهم عنكم واتقوا الله وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. In this ayat, previously Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained His various favors, the pledges that Allah Ta'ala had taken from us. Now Allah Ta'ala refers to one particular ni'mat of this dunya, so that by remembering the ni'mat of Allah, a person becomes thankful, makes shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Today we'll only do the occasion of the revelation of this ayat. And that was that in the battle which is known as Zatul Riqa, the battle of the Reds, that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to war, and the blood started oozing from their legs also, and they fastened it with rags. So therefore it is called Zatul Riqa. Anyway, on the return of this battle, at a certain point, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the whole Muslim army, Mujahideen, took rest. Nabi alayhi salatu was under the shade of trees. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also laid down under one tree, taking his rest. And he hung his sword on the tree. While he was sleeping, a Bedouin came there, and he took the sword, took it out of the sheath, and held it against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, who will save you? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam very cool and calmly told Allah. He asked two, three times. Every time Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam just said, Allah is the one who will save me. At that time Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, who gave that Bedouin one punch in his chest, and by which that sword fell down to the ground. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picked it up and asked him now, who will save you from me? He said, no one. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, go your way. He did not punish him, he did not take revenge from him, in nothing whatsoever. Because of that, this person accepted Islam, and on account of that, many other people also accepted Islam. So that is the occasion on which this ayat was revealed. Inshallah, we will read in front the details of this ayat and take the lessons for which are given to us in this ayat, inshallah. Subhanallah.